Well, new data shows most couch surfers are young and female, and many experience poor mental health. Nearly 60% of couch surfers were female in a study released by the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, and most were also unemployed. This correlates with the research done by the Brisbane Youth Service, which showed around 70% of couch surfers are female. Their CEO, Anne-Marie Callender, says they can only assume why the figure is so high, but these young women are likely to be living in vulnerable situations.
Across the young people that we support in any one year, about 53% are female. So they're overrepresented amongst couch surfers and underrepresented amongst rough sleepers. Out of that sample, only 41 young women indicated they were rough sleeping when they presented for support. And we can only make some assumptions about why that is. We think young women might find it easier to couch surf because they've got more extensive social networks. We think that young women and LGBTQI young people are also engaged in sex for survival, which means that they find places to couch surf more readily. And often young women that we spoke to, at times the decision to stay with someone, there might be an explicit agreement about sexual exchange, but often it's implicit, and young women and vulnerable young people might find it really difficult to rebuff the advances of the person that they're staying with. And in fact, young women who are couch surfing might face a more direct risk because of the physical proximity of the host that they're with.
Ms. Callender says there's a misconception that because couch surfers have a roof over their head, they're living in a safe environment.
That commonly held assumption that young people who are rough sleeping are more at risk than couch surfers isn't necessarily accurate. So our data showed that young people who are couch surfing are more likely to have poor mental health, to have attempted suicide or experienced suicide ideation. They have more serious forms of self-harm and they're less connected to both professional and community support networks. So, you know, I think that understanding these differences is really important to the way that services are designed and delivered to at-risk young people.
I remember seeing something else in there as well, saying that young people who are couch surfing will be less likely to identify as having some kind of drug or alcohol problem. You've raised that as a concern. Why is that?
Well, we found that statistically the rates of reported drug use amongst couch surfers and rough sleepers were about the same. There were slightly higher rates of reported drug use in the last 3 months with rough sleepers and slightly higher rates of injecting drug use, but there was statistically they were pretty close. The significant finding was that 29% of rough sleepers reported their drug use as a problem, where compared to only 18% of couch surfers. What that means is that if you're not identifying your drug use as a problem, you're less likely to be seeking help with that, and that's the concern for us.
It seems like overall one of the big problems with people who are couch surfing is lower willingness to seek out help for any number of particular problems they might have.
I'm not sure I'd describe it as lower willingness. I think it's about awareness and how they perceive their situation. People are rough sleeping. It can be really acute. So they're more likely to present for really basic things like food or a shower or some of those basic life essentials. Whereas people are couch surfing, they might have some of those kind of immediate needs taken care of to some extent. They might have access to, you know, shower and toiletries. They might have access to food, though it may be intermittent. But there's a whole other set of risks that go along with couch surfing. You know, the environment that you're in could be quite unsafe. You may not have much control over the people that are in and out of that environment.
The data from the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare also shows that couch surfers experience repeat homelessness to a greater extent than others seeking homeless services. More than a third of couch surfers also experience domestic and family violence. Spokesperson for the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, Matthew James, says domestic violence is the biggest driver for being at risk of homelessness.
For people who are at risk of homelessness, the biggest single main reason is domestic and family violence, followed by financial difficulties. So the financial difficulties might be relating to problems paying their rent, and the family violence could be all sorts of issues, but things that could actually affect their tenancy.
But delivering services to people experiencing homelessness can be difficult, especially when they don't identify as homeless themselves.
It's not just a challenge for us, it's a challenge for our whole community and for homelessness service providers. I think that's often because young people who are couch surfing don't necessarily identify as homeless, so they don't necessarily perceive that they have a need for immediate help. And the challenge is if people aren't presenting for help. The couch surfing is well known as a hidden form of homelessness, and so it's really difficult to find and assist those young people if they're not presenting to services. So with Rough Sleepers, obviously, they're more visible. We do street outreach to connect with young people that are rough sleeping, but for young people that are couch surfing, it really relies on them presenting for assistance.
That's CEO of Brisbane Youth Service, Anne-Marie Callender, ending that story.